Good morning. Today's guest for our animal health update is Dr. Lisa Becton, Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. And today she's going to talk to us about why producers should submit samples to our veterinary diagnostic lab. Dr. Lisa?
Thanks. When you're facing a disease challenge on your farm, oftentimes it's not enough to be able to observe the pigs to know what's occurring. Many of our pig diseases can present clinically the same way. For example, pigs exhibiting respiratory syndromes of coughing, fever, lethargy, and off-feed can be suffering from various viral or bacterial infections such as PRRS, influenza, or mycoplasma, and in some cases, co-infections with multiple pathogens can also occur. Submitting samples to a veterinary diagnostic lab can be considered costly, but the benefits of identifying the pathogen causing the outbreak can outweigh that initial cost. Veterinarians submit samples on behalf of their producers to a veterinary diagnostic lab for evaluation. These samples can include things like blood, serum, oral fluids, and processing fluids, tongue tips, and other tissues. Specific samples to submit depends on the disease you're trying to identify. How do you know if the sample is the right one? Population samples like oral fluids and processing fluids are relatively new sample types. For these samples, researchers will study and validate that these samples can accurately detect the pathogen of interest. In addition, diagnostic tests are also evaluated to ensure that they can detect a pathogen using these sample types. SCHIC funds research into the validation of tongue tips and oral fluids for detection of viruses such as PRRS and African swine fever to ensure that when these samples are used, they can be found if the virus is present. Samples that are submitted can also help to populate databases such as the Swine Disease Reporting System that track trends over time for PCR results for various diseases like PRRS, PED, Delta coronavirus, influenza, mycoplasma, E. coli, porcine circovirus, and TGE. Having the ability to track those trends can lead to early warning signals if an unexpected increase or change in a disease pattern is noted. For example, PRRS detection of the variant L1C has been higher than expected observed for wean to finish aged pigs, indicating instability in that population, and that creates a high risk for disease spread from this age group as a whole. Other critical information that can be tracked from samples submitted includes the state or regional activity of the pathogen. This can be useful because it can be mapped to visualize an area of activity. So, if you're having to move in that area or ship pigs to that area, you should be able to be informed to potentially take up other strategies that can help prevent herd outbreaks. What does this all mean for swine health? Submission of samples helps your herd vet know what's occurring in your farm. Our goal is always to be able to identify and take action to help stop any further damage to your herd. It helps drive preventive health programs like treatments and vaccines. It can help change the industry for expected or unexpected diseases, and it drives research. All of these things help to reduce the impact a disease has on your farm, but it can also help the industry as a whole. For a lot of this research, you can go to swinehealth.org to see both the disease reporting as well as research on specific samples and diagnostic tests that are available. Tissue samples can also provide information on a pig or herd health challenge. They can identify something unusual, like what was seen at Iowa State, called DAD. And SCHIC funded a study to be able to understand and characterize what this problem was.